I'm talking to Chris about budgeting in the publishing industry. Once a year, we used to sit down and project a year into the future and anticipate our cash inflows and our cash outflows for the next 12 months. Why did we do that?
Yeah, the purpose was to make sure that we had sufficient cash inflow to the business to meet the necessary cash outflows of the business. And we did this for a year, but broke it up into cash inflows and cash outflows for each month. If we saw, having done the budget, that there was insufficient cash inflows to meet cash outflows for the month, then we needed to take corrective management action to rectify that situation.
That's right. So by constructing the cash budget for the next 12 months, looking into the future for the next 12 months, the cash budget would tell us if there was a potential problem in the future.
Exactly. And then we could plan to take some action to rectify that problem that we had identified.
Every business is in a different sort of a market environment. We were in the educational publishing market. What were some of the idiosyncrasies or the characteristics of educational publishing that has an impact on the budgeting process?
When supplying educational books to the marketplace, you have to be able to supply those educational books at the start of the academic year, which means you needed a large percentage of your sales, or a large percentage of the sales would actually occur in the December-January period of each year, so that students have got their books for the start of the academic year. This, another idiosyncrasy related to this of the publishing business is that to get a reasonable unit cost price for each book, the more books that you print, the cheaper is your unit cost price. So it's always beneficial to print a whole 12-month supply of books at the start of the year so that you've got the whole year's supply of books. Now the problem with that, or a problem with that, is that if you print a whole year's supply of books,
the problem is, of course, you have to pay for that stock in a fairly short period of time. You're paying for a whole year's supply of stock in a fairly short period of time, and that has potential liquidity issues associated with it.
Correct.
So the first step in the budgeting process really goes back to an estimate of your sales. We're trying to look into the future, looking 12 months in advance, and think, how many units of each title will we sell in the future? How do we do that?
Yeah, well, we had to determine for each title, for each book title, how many books we would sell and in what months we would actually sell them. And from that, we could determine how many of those sales were, what value of those sales would be cash sales, and therefore would result in a cash inflow in the form of cash sales. And then how much of those sales would be credit sales, and then the resultant debtor receipts as a result of those credit sales. So in order to determine the sales, we needed to look back. The first thing we looked back at was past performance.
Past performance. So look at what we did in the last 12 months, and then take into account any other market information which is available, such
like
as
new competitors, price increases, economic conditions,
discussions you've had with booksellers, with key decision makers within schools, etc. So you take into account as much information as possible which is relevant to determine what your sales will be in units for the next 12 months. It's educated guesswork. You're never quite sure. You base it on past experience, but it's a bit of a guess.
All budgeting is a bit of a guess, and we try and make that guess as accurate as we possibly can by using all that information that you spoke about there, David.
Once we have decided on the units that we think we're going to sell, then of course that determines the amount of stock that we need to print.
Exactly.
So it's very important to get the estimate of sales pretty much spot on or as accurately as possible, because then you're going to go to the printer and say, I want say 2,000 books of A and 3,000 books of B, etc., etc., etc. So your printing costs are based on your estimate of sales. So if you get the sales figures wrong, then that'll mean that you get the purchases of stock. That'll be incorrect as well, and therefore you may not be able to satisfy the market, or worse, you might print too much and have excessive stock. So we always tried to have the optimum level of stock. That is, not insufficient stock. We always wanted to satisfy the demand for the stock, but we never wanted to have excessive stock, which might become obsolete, and we might actually have to write off eventually if we didn't sell it, or if there'd been some sort of course change in the meantime.
Which, of course, would lead to the stock write-down expense, which would, of course, affect the profit and loss result.
Exactly, and it also had a cash inflow effect, cash outflow effect earlier on, because we obviously printed too much stock, and that meant we had to pay the supplier too much cash originally.
Exactly, there was cash went out to pay for the stock, but no cash came back in as a result of selling the stock, because the stock wasn't sold.
So estimate the sales accurately, and then that leads to the correct purchasing decision in terms of stock. So getting the estimate of sales right, that's the most critical or central issue really to do with our particular industry.
Yeah, because it leads to the cash inflow from sales, and then leads to, as you said, the calculation of purchases, which is the major cash outflow, either cash purchases of stock or the creditor payments as a result of credit purchases of stock.
And the process that we use, there was 40 different types of stock. We would do estimates for each one of those 40 titles based on past experience, and we built it into a huge spreadsheet. We would anticipate the cash inflows associated with every single title, the cash outflows associated with every single title. We would bring it together into a master spreadsheet budget, and we would look at the consequences of those estimates in terms of what will be the cash or liquidity position in each of the next 12 months.
Exactly.
And by doing this budget, it may highlight that there is going to be a problem in, e.g., February or January. There's going to be a cash shortage. There's a liquidity crisis looming.
Yeah. And that was often the case. Because we had to pay for all of our stock, or get all of our stock printed at once, the whole year's supply at once, we would have a massive cash outflow for the purchase of stock due early in the year, but the cash inflow was going to take a whole 12 months. So this highlighted to us when our major cash flow liquidity problems were.
So by doing the budget, it forced us to look at the possible consequences in terms of a lack of cash.
Yes.
And what action would we take to try and overcome the liquidity problems?
Yeah, we had a number of strategies. One of those strategies was with our credit customers, who were the major booksellers who took major stock supplies from us during that period. They also had cash flow problems, and they were looking to try and get our normal credit days, our credit terms extended to them from 30 days to 60 days to 90 days. So, of course, we wanted it to be 30 days or less so we could pay our suppliers for the printing of the books. So we would talk to those booksellers that we had developed a very good relationship with and see if perhaps they could pay some of their purchases on cash or pay us a bit earlier than they normally would to try and get our cash flow in earlier.
So we would build on the business relationship between us and our key customers.
Yes.
And try and use that to try and increase the cash inflow.
Cash inflow.
And at the same time, we would try and sometimes talk to our suppliers,
yes,
and see if they could extend our terms by 5 or 10 days, so that just gave us a little bit more time to service that huge debt as well.
Yeah, which allowed us a bit longer to get the cash in, a bit longer to pay the suppliers, the creditors.
And if there were still problems associated with these projections, then you could look to other methods to try and overcome the cash crisis by, for example...
Well, each year, because as part of this budgeting process, and knowing that they were going to have this major cash outflow to pay for the purchase of the books at the end of the year, with the cash inflow not coming until later the following year, we would try and build our cash reserves up throughout the course of the year. So each month we would be trying to build our cash reserves, so we made sure we didn't take excess drawings or go and make outlandish purchases of new cars and yachts and holiday homes and so on. So we built our cash reserves knowing that we were going to need large cash reserves at the end of the year to pay for the purchase of the printing. And on top of that, we did other things. There are other things we could have done as well, such as we could have made a capital injection to increase cash inflow. We could have done some borrowing.
We could have organised overdrafts with the local bank and to get us through that short-term liquidity problem, knowing that there's going to be a large cash inflow in a couple of months' time.
Exactly.
But it was doing the budgeting that forced us to consider the liquidity problems that may occur in the future and therefore take appropriate action to try and increase cash inflows and or reduce cash outflows or to make other arrangements to get us through that liquidity situation by, for example, organising overdrafts, capital injections or whatever.
Correct.